Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, November 20th. The CDC urging Americans to stay home for Thanksgiving.
Ramped up testing in Kansas is not yet ready for prime time. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. As the frontal boundary slides from northwest to southeast across Kansas, that will bring in some patchy fog this morning and cooler temperatures today. Our complete forecast is on the way.
Currently in Wichita, mostly clear, 51 degrees. Governor Laura Kelly's strategy for ramping up coronavirus testing in Kansas, still a work in progress, 7 weeks after she announced it.
And some of the state's contractors don't yet have all the details. Kansas Senate Majority Leader Jim Denny contends that Kelly's administration moved too slowly in rolling out the strategy and isn't focused enough on making sure the state has a healthy workforce so businesses can stay open. Kelly dismissed the criticism, saying officials and contractors are confident that testing will be ramped up before the end of the year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The CDC is urging Americans to stay home for Thanksgiving as COVID restrictions tighten in many states and cities. Fox's Rick Leventhal reports from Los Angeles.
California among the states announcing new coronavirus lockdowns. A limited stay-at-home order starts here Saturday, and Joe Biden is warning face coverings could soon be the law of the land.
10 governors, Democrat and Republican, have imposed masking requirements and recognize the need for universal masking, north, south, east, and west, is not a political statement. It's a patriotic duty.
One governor saying no is Kristi Noem of South Dakota, who says she won't close businesses or issue a mask mandate, even though cases are spiking. Noem says shutdowns do more harm than good, touting her state's unemployment rate of just 3.6 in October, almost twice as good as a national average of nearly 7%.
Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. has seen more than 250,000 deaths from COVID. One state is heading towards a recount requested by President Trump's campaign, while another recount could get underway in a different battleground state.
He paid $3 million for it, and so the Wisconsin Elections Board ordered it, and it's going to begin today, and it has to be completed by December 1st. Now, it's in two of Wisconsin's most liberal counties, Milwaukee, which wins 69% for Biden, and Dane, which wins 75% for Biden. Down in Georgia, officials declared Joe Biden the winner after that hand recount, but hold your hat, the margin is narrow enough to allow the president to request another recount after certification if he chooses to do so.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. Kansas lawmakers reviewed proposals to help control the coronavirus at the State House in Topeka. They're looking at a mask requirement and closing public gatherings and galleries so lawmakers can space further apart. State legislature scheduled to return to Topeka in January. One proposal would bring a mobile testing facility to the Capitol building so all lawmakers and staff could be tested weekly. Republican House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins of Wichita says the legislature needs to put safety first.
All of these things we're going to have to look at. Some of them are going to be probably rather touchy. You know, there's going to be some people that won't like it. Some people will.
Legislative leaders will consider the changes at a meeting next month. Concerns about the coronavirus also may be playing a part in staff shortages. Legislature still needs at least 25 workers to serve as office assistants for lawmakers. Might have to turn to a private staffing company to do that. While you may not be doing as much highway driving this winter as normal, you want what mileage you do cover to go smooth. That's where the new CanDrive app might come in handy. Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez.
The Kansas Department of Transportation says that additional updates to the new CanDrive.org website will make it easier to receive timely information on current road conditions across the state. The CanDrive app is available to install on cell phones as well. After creating an account, motorists also can sign up for text alerts on specific highways. You can see impacts to traffic, including maintenance and construction activities, winter highway conditions, flooded roadways, crashes affecting traffic, and closed highways. These are updated around the clock. The commercial vehicle mode for truck drivers allows companies to create text and email alerts designed around highly traveled routes, way stations, and rest areas.
Individual users may create personalized accounts to save their favorite routes, and they can share their reports and cameras through Facebook, Twitter, and email. We have several lawsuits challenging election results, and Tyson Foods is a little upset at one of its workers at one of its plants. We'll have those details and your full weather forecast from KSN Storm Tracker 3, meteorologist Taylor Cox. That's all coming up. KNSS News Time is 7:06. It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Several lawsuits challenging election results on behalf of the president received mixed results.
A judge in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, rejected the effort to toss more than 2,000 ballots because of technical issues like missing secrecy ballots. Another state judge in Arizona rejected a Republican effort to stop the votes from being certified after a hand audit in some precincts in the sample showed the paper count and machine count matched 100%. Separately, a federal judge in Georgia rejected celebrity attorney Lynn Wood's lawsuit alleging fraud and constitutional violations in the election. The Commonwealth Court, though, of Pennsylvania did decide that more than 2,300 ballots in Allegheny County should be rejected due to missing declaration dates on the votes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Tyson Foods has suspended top officials at its largest pork plant.
Several managers at Tyson's processing plant in Waterloo, Iowa, are suspended without pay after allegations they bet on how many employees would be sickened with the coronavirus. Due to tight working conditions, meat processing plants have been particularly hard hit by COVID outbreaks. In Waterloo, more than 1,000 employees were sickened earlier this year. Six people died. A wrongful death lawsuit specifically accuses plant manager Tom Hart of organizing a cash buy-in betting pool. Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's 7:11 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Heaviest traffic on the Wichita roadways. I'm seeing pockets of fairly heavy traffic, mostly northbound on I-135 south of Kellogg, or at least in that Kellogg area from Pawnee up to Kellogg. Seen several patches of some fairly heavy traffic over the last few minutes. Just watch for the slowdowns out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And heading into this weekend, it's time to check the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Taylor Cox. Hello, Taylor.
Hello, good morning. Yes, everyone is looking forward to that pre-holiday weekend forecast.
Yep, and we've got a little bit of a variance in the forecast for the first time in a few days. Tell us what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, change in the forecast. We were warm and windy yesterday. Today it's going to be a little bit cooler. Only highs in the 60s. 62 will be the high in the Wichita area with increasing clouds throughout the day. So we're starting out clear this morning, but those clouds will be increasing as well as that moisture throughout the rest of the day. And that's going to bring some drizzle to our evening. And that will kick off the rest of our active pattern throughout the rest of the weekend. More showers are expected for Saturday. So if you have any outdoor plans on Saturday, definitely stay weather aware. A little bit clearer on Sunday.
And what are current conditions right now?
The temperature right now is 48 in Wichita with a northerly wind, very light right now. That means a little bit of fog is definitely possible, especially the farther south and east that you go, because we have southerly winds right to the south of us. That's bringing in a lot of moisture to the area.
Taylor, thanks for the update. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Taylor Cox right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's head overseas. It's time to talk to Simon Owen, Fox News Radio correspondent, live in London. And Simon, tell us about Prince William and concerning a BBC interview that was done with his mother, Princess Diana. Can you give us a little background on that?
Yes, sure. This goes back 25 years, almost to the day, when Princess Diana gave a rare interview to British TV, to the BBC, and jaws dropped across the United Kingdom. Diana, well, she's still a huge name, hugely famous even today, 23 years after her death. But at the time, she was such a central figure in British society that when word went round that she'd done this interview, which in itself was very unusual, 23 million people tuned in and watched on TV, which at the time was more than a third of the UK's population. So this was a big deal. And Diana, in this interview, dropped bombshell after bombshell. She said that she had had an affair. She gave intimate details of her failed marriage to Prince Charles. She spoke about Charles's relationship to Camilla Parker Bowles, now his wife. And she described that by using the phrase, "There were three of us in this marriage." So it's a huge deal when it was broadcast, and it sent shockwaves through the royal family. But there have long been questions about just how the interview was obtained. And Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, has repeated claims in recent weeks that he believes that Princess Diana was tricked into taking part. And that's what's led to this situation where the BBC, which has previously carried out an internal investigation and said that, you know, let's move on, essentially, it's now appointed a retired judge to conduct an independent investigation into what happened. The new director general of the BBC says he wants to get to the bottom of this once and for all. And that has in turn prompted this intervention or this comment from Prince William. So Diana's eldest son, a future king of England, he says he tentatively welcomes this inquiry as a first step to figuring out what happened and whether this interview was obtained. This landmark, groundbreaking interview was obtained using underhand techniques.
Do we know where those accusations or nefarious goings on, where might that have originated, and why, I guess, a motive for that?
Well, I mean, the motive would be that you get a sensational scoop.
Yeah.
And this is somebody who didn't do many interviews and was, I suppose, the most famous person in the country by some stretch. And so Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, has alleged that in the weeks before the interview, so this is back in the mid-90s, The journalist Martin Bashir, who actually went on to work in the US for a while, and he's now back with the BBC here, he alleges that Martin Bashir made false defamatory claims about senior royals in order to gain Charles Spencer's trust and then gain access to Diana, claiming that Diana's phone had been bugged, that her bodyguard was plotting against her. Charles Spencer says Martin Bashir showed him bank statements that had been faked and claiming to show that two senior royal assistants were being paid to keep Diana under surveillance, essentially sort of saying that, you know, you can't trust the royals. Look at this information I've given you. And why don't we do an interview now that we've got a relationship going on here? Now, there is one person who we haven't heard from in all of this, and that is Martin Bashir himself. The BBC says he is on sick leave at the moment, that he's been very sick after heart surgery and after contracting the coronavirus. So we don't have his take on this, and we don't know if he will be interviewed as part of this investigation.
Interesting stuff. Simon, thanks for checking in with us. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
That's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live from London this morning, here with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And some of the intrigue going on concerning that interview with Princess Diana, even from back as far as 25 years ago, still looking into it. And sounds like there's a lot of intrigue that might have surrounded the origins and the carrying off of that interview.
Be interesting to see how that all turns out.
And Prince William has signed off, and apparently on that inquiry, said, yeah, go ahead and do it. See what comes up. All right. Thanks, Simon. That's good stuff. 718 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports this weekend. We do have pro football action for the first place Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night in prime time, trying to avenge their only loss, not only this season, but in the last 18 games. The Chiefs have won 17 of their last 18. That one loss was last month at Arrowhead Stadium against the Las Vegas Raiders, who beat the Chiefs 40-32. Rematch Sunday night in Vegas. The Chiefs are an 8-point favorite. Chiefs have won their last 7 road games. Thing to note about the Raiders is they have a lot of players on the reserve COVID-19 list. 11 players this week. Now, some of those might be cleared if negative tests keep coming up or not. We'll see. But 10 of those 11 players are on the defensive side of the football. So the Raiders might have some defensive depth issues going into this game concerning the reserve COVID-19 list. The Raiders haven't exactly been known for being careful on this front. In fact, they have been fined more than $1 million and docked a draft pick for breaking COVID protocols. Chiefs and the Raiders get to set the matchup on Sunday night in Vegas. Mitch Holthus and the broadcast crew have live coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network beginning at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. The game will kick off at 7:20 p.m. Sunday, and that is right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, coming up 1 hour from now, our live Friday visit with Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll give us a full preview of the Chiefs and Raiders coming up at 8:15 this morning. Make sure you're here for that. College football tomorrow. Kansas State is on the road visiting 16th-ranked Iowa State. Cats are an 11-point underdog on the road. As Iowa State leads the Big 12 conference standings, and K-State's only a game behind. So, very key matchup between the Wildcats and the Cyclones. That'll kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Ames. The Jayhawks were scheduled to play tomorrow, but they will not. Kansas was set to host 22nd-ranked Texas in Lawrence tomorrow, but KU, because of COVID roster issues, does not have enough players at some positions to field a roster, so the conference has called that one off. In fact, KU-Texas has been postponed. They'll try it again in 3 weeks on December 12th, so no KU football tomorrow. Friends University wraps up its football season with a matchup tomorrow afternoon, visiting 24th-ranked undefeated Bethel. That'll be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon up in North Newton. And in high school football, we're down to the Final Four sub-state round in all classes around the state of Kansas. We've got in Class 6A, Derby is on the road at Junction City this evening. 5A is right here in Wichita, undefeated Wichita Northwest hosting Bishop Carroll. I think the west side of town's fired up about that matchup tonight, the winner going to the state championship game. In Class 4A, you've got Arkansas City visiting 10-1 McPherson. In Class 3A, you've got undefeated Andale hosting 10-1 Wichita Collegiate. Great matchup there. And in Class 1A, you've got Inman on the road at Oakley. And the winners of all those games will head to the state championship game next weekend in their classes. And news out of Wichita State for basketball fans. There will be no fans allowed at basketball games in person at Coke Arena from now through the end of the calendar year. So no fans will be allowed for basketball at Coke Arena through November and December, and they'll reevaluate going forward in January. But as for now, the rest of the calendar year, no fans will be allowed in person at Shocker basketball games at Coke Arena. Of course, that's because of the rising hospitalizations and cases for COVID in the state of Kansas. That's sports with Steve and Ted. 7:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We got traffic and weather coming your way. And a disaster for New York Mass Transit. Details on that from the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. That's all coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.